Well, my next guest, good lady as well, finding a very unique opportunity to focus on addressing issues of social justice and human rights. Meet Barbara Lee, experimentor and founder of Extended Grace. Good morning to you, Barbara.
Good morning, Shelley.
Experimentor. That
yes.
is your title.
That's my official title, yes.
What's that mean in layman's terms?
So I mentor experiences, and everything that we're doing is an experiment. So it's really a dual definition.
Yes. Tell me about you.
I am a social activist and a spiritual rebel. I am an ordained interfaith minister, and I have spent the past 25 years in nonprofit administration and ministry. Wow. And have a real heart for social justice and human rights. I wrote a couple of books and started doing some speaking, and then realized that it was difficult to monetize those topics.
And make money, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so ended up forming Extended Grace as a nonprofit so that we really can find financial viability and security through a number of different ways.
And I know we are here to talk about Extended Grace and the opportunities that lie within, which was founded, what, this past summer?
Yeah, we just filed our paperwork in June. We've already received our letter from the IRS as a full 501c3. And we are a collaborative agency. Yes. So we are trying to connect people who want to make a difference with opportunities to do that. We're not interested in duplicating or replicating anything that's already being done. But there's a lot of things going on that people don't have a clue about. And so we're trying to uncover those and raise them to attention.
And you're working here within the West Michigan area?
We are. Right now, we're focusing primarily in the Tri-Cities for the first 6 months until we get more legs underneath us. And then we're going to be looking at whether it makes sense to expand or to replicate. We've had a lot of requests to work in Muskegon, for instance. And so some of our things have a more broad nature already, such as our Mudita gifts, our cultural immersion trips. But there is certain focus that's very targeted right now. For instance, we have a town hall meeting on mental illness coming up next Monday, and that is focusing on the needs in the Tri-Cities, because as soon as we start looking at what we offer throughout the county or throughout the western side of the state, there's a lot of offerings that are not accessible to folks in the Tri-Cities because of transportation and other barriers.
Yes. Well, we will get into a couple of your activities and your events, but when we talk about a collaborative agency focusing on addressing issues of social justice and human rights, Barbara, give me an example.
Well, there's many examples. So we talk about things like mental illness. We talk about women's issues, gender issues. We talk about homelessness and poverty. We operate a store now called Just Goods, where we sell traditional fair trade items, but we also sell items that are made by inmates connected to Humanity for Prisoners. And we also sell items made by CBI students who are 18 to 26 years old with developmental disabilities. So there's a wide range.
All right. Well, let's get into a couple specifics. Give me some more specific details on what is happening on January 11th.
So at the same time that we are a collaborative agency, we're looking for where there are gaps in services and where we can help bring together energy, synergy, and leverage passion around those areas. And one of them that's very obvious is around mental illness, both because of funding cuts that have impacted the delivery of care that people are able to receive, but also because of stigma and all of the things that keep people from talking about mental illness. So we have a town hall meeting coming up next Monday night at 6:30 at the Grand Haven Community Center. And the purpose is both to talk about what services are available and how people can connect to those, but then to talk further about where we're missing the ball, where we aren't providing services. We're inviting recipients and people who need services to be there to get the ear of people who are really in powerful positions running different agencies in the community. So we do have elected officials who will be there. Amanda Price will be there. A representative for Arlen Meekoff will be there. And then our panel participants include Lynn Doyle from Community Mental Health, Sarah Lewakowski from TCM Counseling, Judge Canole from Mental Health Court. We'll have Captain Barr from Ottawa County Jail, Michaela Cortez from North Ottawa Community Health System, and Emily Berry from the Grand Haven School System.
Great. And is this a free event?
This is absolutely a free event.
Great. All right. And all this can be found on a website?
Yes, it can. Extendedgrace.org.
Great. Barbara Lee, founder of Extended Grace, with us. Would you talk about the Mudita gifts?
The Mudita gift is a opportunity for people to do something. It's my belief and our belief at Extended Grace that everybody can do something if they just decide to do it. And the last barrier to actually doing something tends to be monetary. So every month we are offering $500 to somebody who wants to impact social justice or human rights. It's a simple application, which is also at our website, extendedgrace.org. The three questions are, what would you do with $500? How would you promote it? And how would you pay it back? So it could be seed money that you actually pay back. It could be volunteering. It could be bartering your services. Some way to ensure that we can continue offering that gift to others.
That's great. Maybe in the future we can have one who is a recipient to talk about his or her event. Do you cater in general to men as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. We're very much an inclusive organization. And that is one of our key values, is diversity and inclusion.
Yes. Let's spend some time talking about your cultural immersion trips. And I imagine, is the pilgrimage one of these?
Yes, it is. Our next pilgrimage will be to Tibet and the Yunnan province of China. The Yunnan province is home to over 30 minority cultures. And this is a minority cultures immersion. We do cultural immersion trips because we believe that that's the best way to help people see the lens through which they see the world. So we don't do service trips and we don't do vacations. We really do cultural immersion, where we spend time talking to people, learning about culture and community. This particular trip will even have the opportunity to meet with a living Buddha. So it's very exciting.
When and where? Obviously, there's some financial responsibility here.
Yes, there is. The trip will be from May 17th to May 31st, so it's 2 weeks. We'll be flying out of Grand Rapids, and the total cost is $5,999. That covers all of the airfare, all of the accommodations, all entry fees, and almost all meals. Meals that aren't covered usually cost about a dollar or two. So it really is inclusive and a life-changing experience.
I imagine you fill up quickly here on this. Again, the website, best way to find out more information?
This one, you can go to extendedgrace.org, but you can get the full detailed itinerary at pilgrimspirittours.com.
Great. Barbara, can you talk a little bit more about other expressions of Extended Grace?
We also have a monthly event called Inspire that takes place the first Sunday of every month at Barber School in Spring Lake. It's a very interactive, participative opportunity to deal with, again, topics of social justice and human rights. We've been doing a module on mental health that will be concluded in February, and then we'll start our new topic series in March. It is very hybrid. We do some singing, we do some speaking, we do brainstorming and small group conversation, and really want to invite everybody from all different age ranges to participate in that. We intentionally have it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon so it doesn't interfere with anybody's Sunday morning activities, and is welcoming to people who aren't getting up at 9 or 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
You bet. It takes us all to make a world. You also will be targeting, in a collaborative way, women and girls.
Yes, we're looking at having a function next fall, really an international program, to call attention to the systemic subjugation of women and girls locally and around the world, dealing with everything from sex trafficking to honor killings to rape on college campuses. We'll be using the keynotes and the general sessions to talk about those issues and to highlight ways in which people can get involved making a difference. And then the individual workshops will focus on self-skills, developing resiliency, healthy relationships, and those kind of topics.
I like to ask this question, how can the community help?
They can help by getting involved, and there's many different ways to get involved. Again, at the website, you can see a lot of opportunities to volunteer, to be on our advisory council, to donate and support us financially, to participate in the cultural immersion trips. We also invite participants at Inspire. As we look at all of these different areas, we're looking at for topic specialists, yes, who are willing to come and share their knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I like have your pamphlet, Extended Grace. It looks like you most probably met all your 2015 goals, and I think we just talked about all your 2016 goals.
I think so. We're really doing well. We're full force steaming ahead.
So, are you on Facebook and doing the social media bit as well?
We are on Facebook. We have a page. We also have a closed group. Anybody's welcome in the closed group. The reason it's closed is then you'll actually get the notifications.
Yeah, great. Tell me one more time about January 11th as we say goodbye.
January 11th, next Monday, 6:30 to 9 o'clock at the Grand Haven Community Center, where we'll have a town hall meeting on mental illness. The plan is to develop a list of areas that we need to address and then pull together a task force in order to start creating synergy around solutions.
Thank you very much, Expira mentor, founder of Extended Grace, Barbara Lee. Take care.
Thank you for having me.